Welcome, everybody, to Halfway to Heroes, episode 24 of Campaign 2.
What happened last episode, Marcus?
What happened in episode 23?
Take it away,
Marcus.
Marcus.
We are somewhere right now on the map that we drew. No,
it's called Guju.
Is it Guju? Yeah, I wasn't.
It is called Guju, so that may raise some memories.
Who named that?
You drew it.
I did because you did it.
Oh, okay.
Guju. Okay, so it's an encampment that is slightly northeast to Empire Town, where we came out of the mountain, and we were sent on a mission from. Oh my God! Hang on, Alex. Is that his name?
Yes.
See, how do you remember that crap? I don't get it. He said, I have no idea what happened in the last episode. Now he's going on.
Little tidbits.
All right, here he goes.
It unlocked.
Let him go. Let him go. Don't stop him. Don't throw any speed bumps in front of Barry. When
sorry.
The Barry's working, let him.
Sorry, Barry. Proceed,
so Alex sent us on a mission to go to Guju and meet with the, I'm going to take a shot here, goblins?
Yeah. It's goblinoid, so there's goblins, orcs, okay. Bugbears.
Okay, so it's like an encampment for that. And that's where the vampire town of...
Shadow Town. No, I'm just kidding.
I think it is Mystic Falls or something like that.
Or Forks.
You know, it's something like that. But they sent deliveries out every so often by way of transport to the goblinoid people. And in return, they did something for us. And that,
gave
I don't
blood.
Remember. Yeah, that's right. They supply blood for the blood banks.
Oh, yeah. From the fighting, they gave you blood for the fighting.
Yeah, that's right. But we haven't been getting blood, so everybody's like real sick and weak as shit around Vampire Town. Mm-hmm. And we got all the way to Guju and found out that they created a monster, you know? I don't remember exactly. Something like that.
It's just some kind of unkillable monster thing.
You all need to remember what it's like, weaknesses and shit that you guys studied up on it.
That's
last
not
episode.
Fair, man.
But like, I will remind you guys that it is like part lobster, eagle feet, has some extra arms and is real
the
big.
What the fuck is this? I don't remember this.
It's lactose intolerant.
Wasn't it weak to...
Does it not like the cheese?
You just need an alchemy jug, some mayonnaise on it, and you're golden.
It was weak to something, and I think I had something that it was weak to.
It was weak to a lot of stuff, probably. We forgot everything.
Lightning?
I don't think it's weak to anything, but it is definitely resistant and immune
to lightning?
Stuff. You can figure it
out.
Maybe I will recap you guys on
we gotta know
points,
where we're going into.
Wait, so is the monster in this town, and have I been in this town already? If the monster
we
is
have
here?
Been here and we met with somebody, I can't remember his name,
but the monster is here in the town that we're
currently keeps
in.
Eating everybody.
But your boots, Johnny,
my spurs,
are for humanoids. In the town.
This is a monstrosity.
Yeah, this is like
monsters have feelings too, bro. They can be scared. Well, then I'm going to smoke a cigar, so it makes me look cool.
And it's like eating everybody. And they're like trying to save the people. And they haven't been sending out people to send blood and all that for the deliveries for the weapons and picking them up either, because they keep getting eaten. So we got to try and stop this eagle, crab, lobster monster thing. Whatever
lobster
he is.
Monster.
Lobster monster.
Lobster monster.
And I think we pretty much left off there.
Oh. Yeah.
Smoking a cigar gives me +1 dex.
Does it really? Which makes the most sense, but okay. Yeah, so pretty much eek and eek. Two goblins in this town. This entire town, like, their only source of entertainment is their coliseum. They do different fights. They usually fight like random shit, like grizzly bears, lions, maybe some other goblins sometime. And they were starting to get a little bit bored, so they decided to cook up their own monster for their fighters to fight. And when they did that, they accidentally went a little overboard, added in some magic, did some magic incantations, and now this thing has been absolutely just wrecking anybody that came into the arena, and they kept sending in more and more goblins and shit to fight it. And now, like, their town is, like, half the population as it was 2 to 10 days ago.
Probably.
I'm going to give you guys a couple things that you guys did find out about it. So I had 8 bullet points that you guys could study up on it. I think you guys hit, like, 3 or 4 of them based off the questions that you guys asked. You guys found out its resistances. It is resistant to cold, fire, lightning, bludgeoning, piercing, slashing, from non-magical attacks. So it's cold, fire, lightning, and bludgeoning, piercing, slashing from non-magical attacks. You so found out it is complete. It's a lot. So it is a lot of things.
We could fucking punch this thing pretty much, and that's it.
No, because that would be bludgeoning from a non-magical attack, so that would take half.
Oh, what?
It is completely immune to poison, because they said, do not do any poison to it. It kind of likes it, to be honest.
So, read through that list again, man. That's a lot of
shit. Okay, it's resistant to cold, fire, lightning. And then, like, any kind of, like, martial weapons, like bludgeoning, piercing, slashing, if they're not magical, they're going to be resistant to it. Sweet. And I don't know if you guys have magical weapons yet.
We don't.
I got 4 of them.
Dustin, I'm just thinking out loud for Pendle. You may just have to do resistant shit to it. Who knows? Then again,
I got nothing.
Drip did mention doing a Home Alone, a Macaulay Culkin to what? It while it's sleeping during the day and, like, trying to booby trap the arena. I don't know how that would play out, but maybe that could do something.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Other than that, I don't think you guys...
So is it resistant to slashing and piercing?
From non-magical. If your weapon's non-magical, yes.
So it has to be a magical weapon.
Yeah, it would have to be like a +1 weapon or like a silvered weapon or some kind of magical weapon.
Son of a bitch. I've got Mind Sliver, so I can cast and do psychic energy damage to it.
I got 947 gold. Should we try to buy a...
go yeah, shopping go real shopping? Quick, try to find a...
I don't know if we have a shop.
There's a shop here. Everywhere, dude.
There's a shop
everywhere.
They'll probably have a
How
shop
How much gold
here?
Do I have?
Inventory. We could figure something out, probably.
Oh my!
It doesn't see us
gold.
Yet.
No, dude. You guys did not go into the arena yet. You got a picture. This is like a cliche gladiatory arena. You could picture the movie Gladiator, whatever you want to picture. Like, that's their arena. They've got this thing is like taking up shop in that arena, and they kept sending more goblins into it, and now it's got this like. Massive body, because you guys were like, well, we'll just like wait it out until it starves, but like it's got tons of goblin bodies in there. It's just like gnawing on, and it's but it tends to sleep. I kept saying that it sleeps in sunbeams during the day, and like so like mostly during the day it's napping, and it's usually up at night.
What is a scroll of pedigree?
It's dog food.
It says that my other like possessions is a scroll of pedigree, and I have no idea what that is.
You know how to make dog food.
I'm pulling it up.
Congrats, man.
It is one of the starting items for characters with a noble background. Oh, it may be presented to other nobility. And like, it's like showing your pedigree. That's not going to help you here. This lobster's like, not going to care if you're royalty.
I'm a purebred.
Yeah, I got 567 gold. I'm down to go shopping with Ulrich.
Quick question real quick.
Yeah.
You said fire, lightning, and cold.
He said everything, man. It's
what about thunder?
Everything. Yeah.
I didn't say thunder.
Thunder is not lightning.
I didn't say thunder. Thunder is different.
Oh, you can thunderclap his cheeks.
Just checking. Just checking.
I can psychic
there's
damage.
Also acid. the psychic. There's a couple other. There's a lot of different damage types in Dungeons & Dragons 5e.
All my stuff is actually thunder, Adam, not lightning.
My witch bolt is lightning, and I'm sad about it.
Yeah, me too. None of my stuff is fire. It's all thunder and acid.
Sucker.
Let me pull up the shop because...
Yeah, let's go shopping.
I didn't think we would do shopping this episode, but I mean, it does make sense.
How you just picture like half the town that this guy's at.
There's one dude.
Completely destroyed. It's on fire everywhere. And there's one little merchant with a tent right there.
One dude holding on to hope.
No, you guys just look around the town for a little bit prior to going in. After meeting with Eek and Eek, you guys leave, start to like look around for some kind of store that still has a living shopkeeper. And eventually you find one that says Klug's Clubs with a K.
Klug's Clubs.
And it's Klug again. And he's got a big bag, Klug. And he's behind a little banner. Hey, guys. You kill it yet?
Not yet, man.
Say, do I know you from somewhere?
Yeah, we met like 5-10 minutes ago. I gave you a walk around town, told you about the monster and Eek and Eek.
Do I know you from somewhere?
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't know you gave us the tour.
Kind of offended that you... You forgot about me so fast.
The man who remembers everything.
I thought this was the first time we were seeing him since, you know, campaign one.
No. This is the dude you guys met in this town, too.
Okay. I thought it was just Eek and Eek. My bad. Yeah, anyways. What do you got for sale there, stranger?
So if you guys are able to pull up the pod shops...
I am
do
not.
You guys still
can
you
send
have
it in
that,
chat?
Or do you guys not have that?
Send it in chat. Yeah.
But
you think we got that?
Long story short, you guys can buy a plus one weapon of any weapon or armor for 500 gold, and that's considered magical. So I know like Ulrich uses a bow. If Ulrich wanted to buy like a plus one bow, it's pretty much plus one. Just means you get plus one to attack rolls and to your damage. And they're considered magical. So anything you fight with a plus one weapon will not be resistant if they're only resistant to non-magical.
Oh my God. How much gold do you have, Johnny?
947.
Are you going to buy a plus one weapon?
Oh yeah.
Can I have... Can I have 500 gold?
You have zero gold?
No. I have 500 gold, but I need 1,000 gold.
Well,
for
if
what?
I
what are you trying to buy?
If I spend 500, I only have 400 and something seven left.
What are you trying to buy, like Barry?
The sword of life stealing, man.
Okay, you're getting greedy now.
Hey, you know we could share it. I'll take a swing. You take a swing.
I don't even know where that is.
I see it.
Oh, you roll 20, it gets an extra 3d6 necrotic damage, and you get that back as temporary hit points.
Oh shit! Yeah, so it's a it is a magical weapon that's a sword that if you roll a nat 20 on, you get 3d6 extra damage that also heals you. Gotcha.
Where you see that? I got like 10 things on this page.
It is
on the official items, number 17, row number 17.
Oh, I see it.
Say, Klug, are you a gambling man?
No, not at all. And that feels really familiar, you asking me that.
I mean, come on. Aren't you up for a little gamble?
I believe you asked Klug in season one if he was a gambling man, and he said, absolutely not.
Was it Klug or was it the...
It was Klug. You asked Klug if he was a gambling man. He said, absolutely not. I hate gambling. Now you're asking him again in campaign two.
Come on, man. I just wanted to gamble a little bit. I thought that was the big Daryl I thought it was Daryl that I asked about that.
I think you ask everybody that you're trying to buy from if they're a gambling
it's in
man.
My nature, man. You got to get a deal, you know?
You a gambling man.
Do you have a dagger of life stealing for 1,000 or for 500 gold?
Dude.
I don't need a
Can you
sword.
Cut that sword in half, yeah, man. You know? Come on.
Just cut the tip off.
Yeah, just bring a little dagger.
I would sell you a dagger of life stealing for 500 gold.
I will do that. I will take that so I have something besides my lightning bolt.
He just wants a tip.
Nasty. Again.
Okay, 500 gold, you can get a dagger of life stealing.
Oh, I still have 67 gold left, buddy.
Dang.
Let's see, 500.
You guys got a lot of gold,
take this
guys.
2 gold, Barry. Jesus.
What kind of plush one bows you got there, fella?
I'm going to give Barry 2 gold.
All right, so nine
plus
gold.
One bow would just be 500 gold, Johnny.
Yeah, it was a dude.
Inventory.
It just, you know, gives you, if you had to put a number on it, like a plus one to aim and a plus one to damage.
That's weird.
That sounds boring.
They are boring. It is really boring just getting a plus one weapon. It's like, yeah, it's cool. Honestly, a plus one does help quite a bit. If you think about it, like if you roll if you were supposed to have a plus five, but instead you get a plus six, like it can make a difference, but it is kind of boring.
And plus, if we don't have a magical weapon, this guy's going to be resistant. So he's going to have anything we do to him. Unless we have this weapon.
Oh, yeah. So, really, if this is the only option you've got, it's doubling your damage in this next fight.
Is that right? It says I have 1,850 gold.
It probably is. You haven't bought a single thing in this entire adventure, I don't think.
Rich,
except for
dude.
A shit ton of walkie-talkies.
I really am
How
richest
much gold
man
do you
in
have?
The world.
Jeez. 1,850.
I think it's right. You haven't bought anything except for, like, 10 walkie-talkies.
Well, hey, just loan me 500 gold, and then I can just buy the full sword. And I'll give it back to you from our next paid job.
I'm going to be so rich, man. All right, I'll do it.
End of the campaign. Drip past 20,000 gold.
Let me get it. And then our next job that we do that pays us, I will give you 500 gold back. I'll
I
give
need
you
interest.
600 back.
Sweet.
100
deal.
Interest.
Yes.
Everybody's yes. heard this.
I'm a bank.
So, Marcus, you're just getting the regular sword
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I'm just going to go with the whole sword.
That's going to be a lot easier for you, Barry, because now you can just literally add a...
the Bank of Drip.
Okay, Barry, and I just realized that is a couple different swords. Okay. We'll say that it is a long sword. I think that will be the best for you. Because it's versatile, you can use it one-handed or two-handed.
So...
And then Ulrich has purchased a plus one bow. So it's just... Ulrich, what does this bow look like?
Looks like a compound bow.
Modern day. It's got a little scope off to the side of it. Yeah,
little whisker biscuit. It's got them three sights. Big old cams. It's got a 150-pound draw.
But that's nothing for Ulrich.
Yeah.
Are we done buying stuff? Because I did imagine this episode would be just the fight, and now we're 21 minutes in, and we haven't started the fight yet.
I'm ready for it.
This is what we always do.
Okay. You know what's funny? I thought the last episode we were going to get to the fight. And now I'm like, shit, I hope
we might not get to the fight. I gotcha.
Also... I am by no means trying to just throw you guys into the fight because also Drip did say he wanted to home alone this shit. I don't know what that means, but I would love to explore that playground if you guys wanted to.
Yeah. I forget what my plan was, but
you literally just said we'll home alone it, and I have no clue what that meant. But
oh, like build traps and shit.
All right. So Drip, what kind of traps you thinking for this? Monster.
Dude, I don't know. That was like 3 months ago. So I don't know. I'm looking at my bags. All I have is like incense and a candle.
Well, do you think we could set up like some kind of guillotine while it's sleeping?
Okay, sneak up to it and build a guillotine around its neck. No.
That seems feasible.
I'll go ahead and say no on that one. Even if you're rolling that 20, I don't care. You can't just build a guillotine around a
sleeping. Yeah, I can cast stealth on everybody.
What kind of monster is it again?
It is like a part lobster, part eagle. It's got multiple limbs. It's real big. It's gigantic. What size is it? I don't think it's gigantic. Hold on. It's large.
What's this area look like that he's sleeping in?
It is, picture the movie Gladiator. It is dirty sand.
Colosseum.
And Colosseums around it. There's one big open door. So they usually will open the door, bring in the monster, close the door, and then they will have the gladiators come in that giant double door. You guys can either go in that giant double door, or you guys could really, like,
the
stands
the
are all raised, like, 30, 40 feet up in the air. The stands have to be high enough that it can't get out. You know what I mean? Otherwise, it wouldn't make sense. This thing could just, like, climb its way out. So it's got to be high enough that that this 15, 20-foot tall thing can't jump and climb its way out. So we'll say that it's like a 40-foot drop from the stands into the arena. And then the arena itself is massive. We'll say that it's like what's a football field, you guys? We'll say
100 meters. Yeah. 100 yards, yeah.
Damn, that's really big. But I guess I'm picturing it.
That makes sense.
How big is a Colosseum?
Probably about
football
that.
Football field? Maybe a little bit small. Smaller, maybe half a football field?
Yeah.
How big is a Colosseum?
I'd say 100 yards in circumference.
Is this guy snoring?
Yeah, I'm going to activate my Spidey Flops.
That's what I want to know.
You got Spidey Flops. Let me just tie it
right. Wait,
No, you don't have Spidey Flops. No, that was the fucking last campaign.
Ah, damn.
It is 640 feet or so.
Wait, is he snoring?
Where are you guys to find out if he's snoring? In the stands, looking into the arena?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's snoring. Yeah, he's snoring.
He's snoring? Yeah. Somebody should sneak down in there with a stealth check. And put my immovable rod in his mouth because he's snoring.
I have one too.
Blast it through his brain.
How many feet away is he from me right now?
If we're up in the stands looking down on him.
Same.
Is he within 30 feet?
Okay, so we're gonna go on the record and we're gonna say that it is a 300 feet area circle. 300 foot circle, right? Inside of it.
That's and big.
The stands are 40 feet up.
30 feet?
40.
Yeah, let's go with 30.
Because I think he could climb 30. So we'll say 40.
All right. 30 works. I mean, 40 works.
So from here, you can hear that he's snoring.
I'm going to check to his mouth.
I will say the immovable rod does not expand when you click a button.
Yeah, I always forget.
You literally click it and it just stays there. So like it doesn't like turn into a bow staff.
How big is that thing?
I think it's like 6 inches, and you like press a button and just stays there.
Well, that would be really annoying to have an immovable rod stuck in your mouth.
I mean, yeah. I mean, until you just open your mouth real wide and back up.
You wouldn't even need to back up.
I mean, I couldn't do that, but a large creature could. Like if somebody finagled one in my mouth and press it, yeah, I would probably die. But
wait, what if we went in his mouth, put it in there, and it's like in his stomach? He wouldn't know like which way to go to get it out of his belly. You know what I mean?
What?
So look. Here's the monster. Here's a rod.
Oh, where do I go?
You know what I mean?
Let me find you guys a size chart because I think everybody has lost the plot on.
Can I squirt something in his eyes?
Look, we're 40 feet away from the top of his dome.
I'm gonna charge.
I could
this
obscure
guy.
His vision. Right? What if I plucked one of his eyes out?
How tall is he? Let's ask that. You said that it's 40 feet up, so he can't jump. How tall is he? Is he 20 feet tall? Is he? Because if he's 15 feet tall.
I say 15 feet tall. If he can climb 40 feet, you know, he's got to be 50.
So this show's large. So large is the beholder in that picture I sent you guys.
Oh, so it's a large?
Yeah. So it's
I'm going to bash his eye with a hammer.
So it's not huge, and it's not whatever the storm giant is.
Gargantuan.
Yeah, so it's, like, it's bigger than you guys. You guys are about 5'8 or so. So this is like two of you guys stacked up. But
wait, it's as big as this horse right here, bottom right?
I guess. No, I don't know why it's got that horse down there, but I guess.
Why is that horse so big?
That's a 20-foot tall horse.
That is a big horse. It's fucking freedom.
So he's as tall as the beholder. So 15 feet, or he's above 10 feet.
He's like 13 feet.
Perfect. Dude, Dustin used to be a storm giant.
Do we need to get this? Like, okay, I don't know. Maybe we do. I don't know. I don't know how accurate we need to get on his size, but he's pretty
big. The reason I need to know is because if it's 40 feet up on the stance where we're at, I want to cast the spell, but it's a 30-foot range. But if he's over 10 feet, then it'll hit him and I can reach him. But I'm not going to hit him and hurt him.
I think you would need to drop down to cast that spell at him.
Next week on Halfway to Heroes, we might actually fight this guy.
No, we're fighting this fucker tonight.
Look, somebody hold this rope. I'm going to tie a rope around my ankles and have you lower me down a little bit.
Look, we can both take the chance because I have a movable rod too. Drip can put one in his mouth. If he has a tail, I can put one in his tail.
What if we pinned him down with two movable rods?
That's what I'm saying. But I have disadvantage on stealth, so I could really fuck this up.
But I want to cast True Strike on him because it'll highlight his defenses for me, so I can see where he's weak, like where the weak spots are.
I'll sing a song. We'll put walkie talkies around him all over, and I'll sing a song to him. It'll confuse him.
Okay, a couple points. First point to Marcus. True Strike kind of sucks shit.
Does it?
All it really does is just gives you advantage on your next attack, but it takes an action. So it's like you wasted an action to make your next action good, but then you could have just done two actions instead.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we haven't started fighting him yet, though.
Yeah, but
you point a finger at a target in range, your magic grants you a brief insight into the target's defenses. Then on your next turn, you gain advantage on your first attack roll against the target.
Okay, I think out of combat, I think that spell actually is pretty good. In combat, it's like the worst spell in the game.
Well, yeah, I won't do it in combat.
I think it is pretty good. I think you could grant yourself advantage for the first attack.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You wouldn't be granting anybody else advantage but yourself. But yeah, that wouldn't be bad.
Does anyone have heat metal?
Oh, yeah.
We could put my chainmail in his mouth, and then you can heat it up.
It has to be plus one chainmail.
Wait, what?
What is that?
You sure? I thought it was just metal.
For him to be resistant.
No. So that's just for bludgeoning, slashing, piercing. But I do think he is resistant to fire. So whatever that heat metal does would be half.
Yeah, but it's going to block his airway. I mean, it's 55 pounds of armor.
Let's just choke this mother effer.
You guys are going to shove armor in its throat and then heat it up? Yeah. Is that the plan at this point?
No, I don't know. I think let's just fight him. We can kill him.
Oh, I don't have heat metal yet.
I want to jump in his mouth myself and choke him out.
I don't think it's that big. I think you're thinking of it being a little bit bigger than it really is. I don't think a pindle could fit in its mouth.
I'm going to try, and then I'll really choke him. Are we going? Who's going first?
I don't know. It's still snoozing, so you guys can...
I did my stealth check. Or not my stealth check, but my true strike. So I'm like hanging upside down right now, pointing a finger at this thing. What are its defenses, Adam?
All that gives you, Barry, is advantage on your next attack.
Oh, it doesn't highlight his weaknesses or anything like that? Weak spots?
On your next turn, you gain advantage on your first attack.
Shit. All right, then I'm good. Pull me back up.
This is going to be a disaster.
No, that only lasts for one round, so 6 seconds.
You got 6 seconds,
dude.
Man.
True strike sucks really bad in D&D 5e. All right. You could swap it if you want, Barry.
Yeah, I'm going to.
It's not a very good spell.
Let's just get rid of that.
I'm not stealthing nothing, boys.
Me neither. I got disadvantage too because I'm a big
I mean, it was
plunker.
A cantrip, but still. I'm done. I'm done with that one.
All right. So, Sean, if you want to stealth down there, I could jump from the wall.
What am I going to do when I get down there? What's the plan?
Let's just start smashing this thing, man. Just start smashing.
So what if I jump 30 feet and roll 10 feet?
So then I started blasting.
And then he started blasting.
I don't know. I say we just fucking... Just kick it into gear.
This thing ain't gonna kill us. It can't kill us. In no way. Oh. Let's get it.
Famous last words.
Leroy Jenkins.
Okay, you know what? I'm just gonna cast Sleet Storm on this dude.
And then I'm gonna shoot it twice.
Wait, the storm's on him, so I can't get up on him?
Nope.
That is. Okay, hold up.
You gotta shoot him.
What is the order of operations for this? I'm gonna have a gun.
Wait, I'll let you guys get attacks first, and if you want, get away, and then I'm gonna cast Sleet Storm. I'll go last. Because we're gonna surprise him, he's sleeping, right?
Yeah.
They can pounce him.
So you guys will be getting one surprise round.
All right, I'm gonna go first. I'll go first. I'm gonna shoot a lightning. It's called lightning orb, but it's. I'm gonna choose thunder damage this time. Because I
guess
the
range
pick,
on that.
Because it's
what's the range on that?
90 feet.
Oh,
can I reach it?
Are you staying up in the stands?
I don't. Can
yeah,
I?
Yeah, we
reach
should get
it?
Down on the ground first.
I'm staying up here.
Where can that. I reach it?
Anybody that can shoot can stay up top.
I'll jump down. So, I'll jump down if I have to. I'll reach it. Yeah.
I'm going
to
stay up for a minute.
You can reach it with a 90-foot spell.
I just don't want to be in this storm that's coming. I feel a storm brewing behind me.
It's only a 40-foot area.
Fishy dude.
It's a 40-foot area, but I can cast it 150 feet away.
I'm going to get close to him, but 90 feet away, and shoot him with my thunder orb. Can I do that?
Okay, so you're dropping down?
Yes.
Okay.
Did that do anything?
Did that do anything?
I don't know. Sleet Storm worked really well last time.
I did. Yeah, so. It did. Okay, I clicked one button, and it did all this stuff. What is it?
I don't know what all that is. It looks like that's a 12 to hit.
What is it? Since it's a surprise attack, that I do twice?
So, what does your thing look like? A thunder orb?
Yeah, it's like a spinning lightning bolt, but then it just, like, explodes on him and poof. You know, poof.
Well, unfortunately, your 12 did not make its armor class. Also, that reminds me...
Is that the hit?
Yes. That reminds me that is one thing that you guys did find out about it. While questioning, you guys found out that its armor class is 17.
Well, hey, he's sleeping. I got advantage. I roll again.
You don't get advantage, you get a surprise round. Oh, wait, you do get advantage, yes.
Reroll.
So I click again.
But as soon as it wakes up, nobody else will get advantage.
Boom, there. What about 18. That one?
Is that...
Oh, that's 18.
No, that's an 18 damage. You got to roll your... To
man, I'm clicking these buttons. These buttons aren't working. I'm just
I don't know what you're doing,
just roll a
D20. Just roll a D20 and see if it hits. Your first one rolled a D20 plus 5. Natural 20! Yes, that will hit.
So then does 18 acid, well, technically thunder damage?
Yeah, and then you can add a D8 to it also for the crit.
7 punk.
Okay, hold on. So that's 25 damage. Let me track this.
Yeah, you're not looking good now, huh?
Well, As soon as this ball comes hurling at this beast and explodes in this loud noise,
yeah, wow.
Literally a very loud noise hits it and wakes it up.
I didn't even think of that.
You guys will still get your, well, you guys will still get your, like, surprise round, but now it is no longer sleeping, obviously, so there's no more advantage, but you do get a full round. Everybody gets to go. So, Pendle hits this thing with a big loud orb. It wakes up, 25 damage.
Sorry about that.
Whoever wants to go next, you guys, we're not in initiative yet.
I rolled a 19 and a 20 with no advantage.
Well, technically, I think any damage would have woken him up.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, are you up in the stand still, just shooting this thing? Okay. What's the damage we're looking at?
Because
we know you got that
D8s.
New plus one magical bow.
So, it'd be 1d8 plus 3, so I'll just roll 2d8s plus 6.
Yeah, that'll work.
Not bad.
14 points of damage. So, this thing just got the worst wake-up call in history. It gets hit with a big sonic boom, and then two arrows sprout from its carapace as it's starting to stand up. Drip and Marcus, what are you two doing?
I'm going to point at him. I'm going to cast Toll the Dead.
Do I make a save for that, I think?
Yeah, it's a wisdom saving throw.
Was a 13 get me?
Oh my god, it is a 13 for a save.
Your save is that low?
Yeah, for this fucking attack it is.
Oh man. Wisdom 13. So it's like still shaking its head off, looking around, and it hears a little like bell dingling in its ears, but it not enough to like do any kind of damage or anything.
Damn. Okay. It's like, can I cast another thing or another attack? Or
not yet. Not until after Drip goes, and then we get into...
I'm going to cast Sleet Storm.
Sleet Storm, of course. Mm-hmm. And remind us all what Sleet Storm does.
It's concentration. You need a dex 15. It's freezing rain and sleet in a 20-foot tall cylinder with a 40-foot radius. Heavily obscured. Slick ice, making it difficult terrain. So you'll be prone.
Fall?
Yeah.
Because I rolled a 9 total, so it fell. So it
looks
funny.
Prone. He's prone now.
Again.
I remember this helped us out a lot last time.
Yeah.
Sleet Storm.
He's got to stand up next round, though. But right now he looks silly. He just fell prone. Okay, now let's go ahead and everybody roll initiative. We're in the thick of things now. Who all is it just Pendle that's down on the floor?
Yeah, I'm still up in the stands.
So it's just cool. Pendle and the big
I'm up in the stands, too.
I'm still up in the stands. Ooh, me and Pendle.
Oh, my God, this thing rolled first. So we've got... Okay, let me add this in my notes real quick. So we've got...
Good luck finding from your
monster.
Belly, asshole.
Then we've got Marcus, Pendle, Drip, Ulrich. Okay. Fantastic. Okay, so now we go to this thing. This thing uses half of its movement to stand up, which is unfortunate. Because I feel like I had Pendle being 30 feet away. And this thing only has 40 feet of movement, which means that...
It can't reach.
Since it can only move 20 feet now since it stood up. So it will stand up, get to its feet, be a little bit unsturdy. Oh, also it's difficult terrain, so he can actually only move 10 feet. So he starts to kind of like... He's got these eagle feet. He's kind of like ice skating towards Pendle, but he can only make it 10 more feet. So he's still 30 feet away from Pendle.
That bull got no traction. Look at him.
he's got some stuff he can do, though.
He got chicken feet. He ain't going nowhere.
Oh, you know what he can do, though? He is going to cast... Because remember, Ekanik sprinkled in a little bit of magic on this dude. He's going to cast a confusion spell on the stance on Drip and Marcus and Ulrich. Can you guys make a wisdom saving throw, please? We are looking for a DC 16.
Oh, dang.
Oh, my God.
Drip has saved you other two. Ulrich and Marcus.
I almost thought
you guys both roll a D10. Roll a D10 real quick, you two.
So wait, he's still in my area of effect.
Two.
So he'll have to roll.
Yeah,
again,
he still can't move a lot. So Marcus got a two. Ulrich, will you roll a D10, please?
I just did. I got a five.
Oh, you got a five. Okay, so a five and a two. Okay. So the two, both of you guys landed in the same thing. You guys can't move or take actions this turn. So what? He hits you three with this like sonic burst that just melts your brain. And it's going to take you around to just kind of gather your senses. So we'll go ahead and skip on over. Marcus, we'll go to Pendle. Pendle, this thing is about 30 feet, 20 feet away from you now.
You better run, boy.
Well, the cold storm's on it, isn't it?
Yes.
I don't want to go near him.
Just throw a rock at him.
Fart in his direction.
I guess I'm going to do the same thing, just the lightning on.
Robots don't fart, man.
Are you
it's
sure?
Just fucking the science.
How do you know?
Did that
read a book?
I guess they do have an exhaust, maybe.
Nat 5 boom. Again, or Nat 20 again, a Nat 5.
Wait, what did you do?
A lightning
what
orb again.
Just look at it.
Just look at it. Dude, your spell looks so really weird does. On all three. Yeah, don't know that? What you're doing.
So I think it's giving the different damages for the cold, fire, lightning, poison, blah, 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 thunder.
Yeah, so 25 to hit. So if you hover over it, it says Nat 20 plus 5 to hit. So 25 to hit, and then...
what is that?
So 16 damage of thunder.
6 plus crit, 10 axe acid.
Oh, so look, lightning.
But it's not actually doing acid, right? It's actually doing thunder?
Yes, thunder. Yeah.
There's 5 of them. It's 17, 10, 9, 19, and 12. So 17's cold, 10's fire, 9's lightning. 19th poison and 12 is thunder.
I don't know. Why is it doing a bunch of different... Like, what's the thunder? I'm trying to find the thunder one. Should we just take the first one, the big one to the left, the 6 plus 10, 16 thunder damage? Should we do that for simplicity's sake?
I
don't
want to
seem like I'm like cheating or anything, but reading that, it seems like that's the easiest way for us to do that.
I will say thunder is the last one.
Yeah, thunder's the last one, so I'm thinking it's 12.
Look.
So that says 12, Dustin.
Acid,
so.
Cold, fire, lightning, poison, thunder.
Okay.
We get the most because I did the crit. I did a 20.
Yeah, you critted. You critted. Okay, you took you did a 16 with that thunder. This thing is creeping. It's ice skating towards you. It's not doing very well. And then you blast it in the face again with 16 thunder damage. Okay.
I did.
Next up is Drip.
Wait, Marcus, what damage did you do on your turn?
Zero. I don't know what happened. I think I got confused and passed over.
Well, on your turn, on Marcus's turn, when he did Toll the Dead, the thing saved. And then Marcus skipped his turn because he got confused by the big blast.
Yeah,
because
I rolled a 2.
I'm going to cast Shatter at this dude.
Okay. Ready? It makes a save for that?
Yeah, con 15.
It rolled a 9. Let me see. I don't think it's con at 6. If it is, it's con is 5, so it almost saved. However, it did not. I got a 14 total, so it did not save this. That's 22 thunder damage. I like how you guys all came together and decided, hey, let's fuck this thing with thunder damage. Nobody's immune to thunder damage. 22, and it's okay. You know what you notice? When you cast Shatter? What does it, is it just, like, what does it look like? Is it just a loud, bang right over top of his head, or...
Mine sounds like a squeaky toy.
Okay. So, but can everybody roll me a perception check real quick?
Me?
Everybody. Just everybody roll a perception check real quick. Even those that are stunned, Marcus and Auric.
Why am I doing this? Jim Marston.
Oh my god, now Drip rolling that 20. Drip, as soon as you cast this spell, you and Pendle both see just behind this large lobster monstrosity two eggs. And as soon as your shatter goes off, you see those eggs start to crack.
Oh god.
And then shatter. And you see what looks like two cute little baby versions of this thing.
Oh,
gotta kill them. However, they also look pretty
kill the
deadly.
Babies.
No, it's probably just protecting its babies, which is still leave.
Kill the babies, let's, man.
Let's go to well, Arg is still stuck.
I got an idea.
Go back.
It's back to my turn. Okay.
I thought it's we're
monster
past
turn
my turn
again.
Ah, damn!
It is back to monster.
I got an idea.
What's your idea, boy?
Throw the baby as far away as we can, and then the mommy will follow.
Is there a volcano nearby? There's a fucking volcano on our map, isn't there?
Oh, you got the brutal.
You must cast it where it was created.
No, so this thing is going to start to run towards...
You got a sleet storm?
That's why it's got to roll real quick. It rolled a 19 dex save, so it does not fall. So it is now able to run towards Pendle and make it to Pendle.
But it's still rough terrain, isn't it?
Yes. Even with the rough terrain, it can still make it to Pendle. Because it was only 20 feet away. It's got 40 feet of movement. So it's rough terrain. It can still just make it to Pendle.
Sorry, Pendle.
I am sorry. Orc tried everything to protect you from this, Pendle. However, you're about to get punched.
I don't want
to
get peached or punched. Just do it. Just do it.
I rolled a 20. I just rolled so many rolls. So, Pendle, this thing rolled on. What's your armor class? That might be easier if we just figure that out.
20.
20?
20.
So you're gonna get hit twice. You're gonna hit. Okay, so it's gonna try to pincer you once, and it the first one kind of scratches off your body. It's not really used to like your metal body. Doesn't know how to handle it, and also throws a punch. Just hits your metal carapace and kind of recoils. Then its other pincher is going to pinch you up and grapple you. You can make a DC 15 real quick to try to not get grappled. Athletics or strength saving throw. 15. So you are grappled up.
That was my... What was it? Athletics?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Plus your... Five. Yeah, you're probably going to make out
20.
Of that. Yeah. Okay, so it does not grapple you, but it does still at least pinch you for 18 bludgeoning damage. Hope that's okay. And then it's going to punch you with one of its little arms for 10... Because it was a crit for 10 total damage. So it's going to be 28 damage total, which is probably a drop in the bucket for you.
That is a bucket, man.
That is a bucket. Okay. That is a bucket.
About half? Yeah.
Half? Half what?
Half my health, man.
What do you mean? What's your health?
54 is my health.
This dude just did half your health in one turn.
He's gonna wipe us out.
Yeah,
there's a lot of turns left in this fight. Okay, well it's Marcus's turn. Marcus, you're not stunned anymore, luckily.
So, well, I'm still up in the stands, and I'm not going near this thing if he just almost one-shotted Pendle. So, I'm gonna point at him again. Try another wisdom saving throw. I know it's freaking 13 is so low, but
this
will do the most damage if I can sink it. Nope.
16, dude. This thing just keeps hearing these little dingles in its ears.
2d6 mind sliver damage, and it's an intelligence 13 saving throw, or a 2d12 for Toll the Dead for necrotic damage, and it is a 13 wisdom saving throw. So I don't have anything that I could get.
I will say it is less intelligent than it is wise, but nonetheless, it hears those tingles.
Useless in this fight.
And I think we go to Pendle's turn now. It's going to be Pendle, Drip, Ulrich.
Did everybody go? Are you sure?
Well, because, yeah, this is round number two. Round number one, Ulrich and Marcus lost their turns due to a stun.
Just back to you, buddy.
Right, just checking.
This thing also has some legendary actions that I didn't use last time, but I'll try to use
this. Is this snowstorm still going on? Can I go up in them?
I think he's out of the snowstorm now. Like, now he's up on you at the wall of the arena. So now he has exited the snowstorm. If you want to take a second to think about a Pendle, he's got some legendary actions. I could use one real quick.
Nah.
Yeah. Like if you need a second to think, I can go ahead and pop one off real quick.
Nah.
Come on, Deuce.
Come on, Deuce. Think fast.
We're practicing legendarily.
He's starting to reach into the ground with his pinchers.
Wait. I was wondering if I did a spell, can I do my second spell as my, what is it, the...
We just discussed
that. No. Warriors get like a second
action. Yeah, that's different. You get an
action surge.
Action surge, you get a new action, which, yes, you can do two spells. That's different than having a...
Two spells. Okay.
A second attack.
Can I thunder shout and then smack him with my sword?
So my thunder shout and then you use your... what's it called where you get a second action? Action surge?
Action surge to do just a...
You would get two slash. Attacks if you act. If you did that. You would get... Because don't you have two attacks for your action?
Attacks per action. Two. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you action surge for an attack...
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Spell,
can do that.
Action surge, two attacks. Yes. But this thing has... become bored and has reached in the ground with his pinchers, pulled up a big chunk of earth, and is going to lob it at... We're going to roll a 1d3. One is Sean, two is Barry, three is John.
Oh, okay.
Johnny, Ulrich.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay, does a 9 hit you, Ulrich?
No. He
pulls up this, it's kind of like a loose chunk of clay, and he hurls it at you, Ulrich, but it just kind of like breaks up and just like spatters you and Marcus and Drip with dirt.
Hey, that's not now. Nice.
And you look funny.
That son of a bitch.
All right, now Pendle, what all did you need to roll?
Did you get all that?
I see a 4. Oh, I have to make a DC. Okay, so I make a DC. Okay. So I rolled a 10.
He fails, so you get 4 thunder damage.
High. It's con saving throw is a plus 5, so I think that saves.
Well then. So maybe 2? 2 damage?
Does it take half? What is Thunder Shout? What is that?
I changed the name. Hang on. Yeah. Save a creature takes 2d8 thunder damage and is pushed to. On a failed save, a creature takes 2d8.
On a successful save.
I don't know.
Okay, I don't think the 2 damage is really going to matter. What about your long sword? Go ahead and roll that.
Oh, hang on. No, that was d8. Wait.
Are you two-handed, so you don't have your shield on?
No, I need a two-handed. I got the shield. The shield's automatic, just floating around me.
Yeah, you got this stupid fucking OP shield. I forgot about that. That's good. It rolled the same damage, but it was a D8, and your D8 rolled the same as your D10, so the damage was the same. Either way, 12. Okay. And that hits, so... And that's... Is that magic? That's not magical, right? So he's going to take half of that?
Yeah. I didn't buy my sword.
See, you should have bought the magic sword. Like
I was going to, and you guys got all excited about stuff.
Okay, we go to Drit. Drit. He is now outside of your storm. He is like right under the wall. So about 40 feet directly below you now, but also is Pendle.
Lean your ass over the railing and poop in his eye. Blind him a little bit.
Is he, like, on you, Pendle?
Yeah.
I think so.
I'm about to shatter you, boy.
He's on me, he's on me.
I mean, you could shatter behind him.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to shatter again.
Shatter!
Also, I'm not going to get his babies in until the next turn. They brought a 24 saving throw.
Ah, son of a bitch ass.
As he takes half of shatter, though. So that was a 19 year old? Holy shit, that was a good shatter roll. So he will take 9 points of damage. Thunder damage.
9.5.
9.5 thunder damage. And as soon as that explosion erupts right behind him, he starts to turn a little bit and look behind him, and then Ulrich, it is now your turn.
All right, I'm going to cast Hail Thorns.
What is the range of that? Because you may be able to get the babies and the mommy / daddy.
I cast it on myself because next time I attack,
yeah,
like I'm using one action to cast it, one action to shoot.
Yeah,
an arrow.
But then it should have like a radius. Yeah, that is a weird spell.
It says self. Range area self.
What is it called? Hail of what?
Hail of Thorns. It says the spell creates a rain of thorns that sprouts from your ranged weapon or ammunition. In addition to the normal effect, it attacks the target of the attack, and each creature within 5 feet must make a dex saving throw. An additional 1d10.
Okay. So that's a little bit too far away from the babies.
I'm just going for the big guy right now. So I'm going to roll a hit. 17. Oh, no, that does not hit, does it?
I think it's 17. It's 17 armor class, so that hits.
Cast a Hail of Thorns. That's going to be... Slash R.
I think it's going to... What was the saving throw? It rolled a 13 total for its dex save. I don't think...
Dex 13.
Oh, so it beat... Okay. So meets it beat. Okay. So you hit it, but when the arrows start raining down, those arrows that rain down do not do any of that bonus damage since it's saved.
Gotcha. So slash R. 9.
9 points of bow damage. Damn, I keep forgetting to use its legendary actions. Okay. Well...
Wow, that's your fault, man.
That is my fault. That is a me problem, not a you problem. Okay.
Hashtag shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Top of the round again. You see the baby crab fully emerge from their eggs that were shattered and start to also approach in on Pendle. I like that Pendle. I didn't even realize that you guys could literally have just all stayed up top and like just been chill.
Just pew-pew.
But now, Pendle's stuck down here. I didn't even think about that. But thank you, Dustin, for jumping down here and helping me out.
I got you, Pendle. I got you. I'm gonna give you a friend.
Imagine, just picture it. He's rolling around like in this arena, and we're all up top watching.
You could do it.
Hello, everybody. It is your Dungeon Master, Adam DeWeese here. Thank you all so much for listening to this week's episode of Halfway to Heroes. And thank you to all of our current patrons. Thank you, Tiana H., Blacksmith, Hot Ketchup, Lawful Stupid Podcast, Bradley M., Charles P., Danny T., Ken H., Kevin R., The Immortal Monk, Soul Tours Bazaar, Caster, Claws, Dylan S., Drew Rundu, Michael V., Patrick C., Sonny F., and Tanya S. I think we may have had 3 new patrons join since our most recent episode, so thank you so much, Claws, Blacksmith, and Kevin R. If you want to get your name on this list and support the Majestic Goose Network, you can head over to patreon.com/majesticgoose and sign up for as little as $1 a month to support our shows, as well as get your name on the shoutouts. You could also join our Discord at bit.ly/halfwaytodiscord. Follow us on Twitch. We just passed 600 followers on Twitch, which is fantastic. That is twitch.tv/majesticgoosenetwork. Another huge, huge way to support the show, of course, as always, is leaving us a 5-star rating review. And yeah, sorry we missed the drop with the holidays and everything. It got a little crowded in there scheduling-wise, but should be back on that every 2-week episode drop now. Check out the other shows on the Majestic Goose Network, like Eclipse, if you're looking for a space sci-fi themed D&D podcast. Crits and Knits, if you want to hang out with some elderly adventurers as they go on their adventures to save their retirement community. There's tons of shows, and we're always growing, so go check them all out. And again, just thank you all so much for listening to Halfway to Heroes. It means the world to us. Can't wait to see these next few arcs start to unwind. Thank you all so much, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye, buddy. A Majestic Goose Podcast.